The heat is on.
Let the games begin. And they did.
So let's get cooking.
That's hot. Literally.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 4th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. Get ready for more giggly girl talk and female bonding, Rose lovers. ABC and Warner Brothers Unscripted Television confirmed to EW that Tayshia Adams and Caitlin Bristow will return as hosts for season 18 of ABC's The Bachelorette. Both former Bachelorettes themselves, Adams and Bristow stepped in to host the current season of The Bachelorette in March after longtime host Chris Harrison left the franchise. Season 18, which is in production right now, stars Minneapolis schoolteacher Michelle Young, who was a finalist on Matt James' season of The Bachelor. Long-running quiz show Jeopardy! Is clarifying its rules after questions surfaced around current champion Matt Amodio's style of answering. Fans of the beloved show know that on Jeopardy, contestants are required to answer clues in the form of a question. But many have, well, questioned whether Amodio is breaking any rules by answering all clues with "what is," even when the answer involves a person. So the Jeopardy! Twitter account stepped in, tweeting, quote, "What's up with Matt Amodio?" A lot of "what's" in his response, and that's totally acceptable. They also included a link to the show rules, and it turns out, indeed, Amodio is not breaking any of them. What is a big sigh of relief from Amodio? For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now let's head down to the Magic City for today's number three pick, Cocaine Cowboys, The Kings of Miami. 15 years after the cult classic documentary Cocaine Cowboys was released, this six-part follow-up delves into one of the largest drug cases in U.S. history, centered around Cuban exiles Augusto Willie Falcone and Salvador Sal Magluta. The duo were accused of smuggling over 75 tons of cocaine into the country in the 1980s and serving as the chief U.S. distributors for two of Colombia's biggest cartels. Known as Los Muchachos, Falcone and Magluta built a reputed $2 billion empire, evading law enforcement for decades before the chase finally came to an end. Featuring interviews with those closest to them, their defense team, and the feds tasked with taking them down, the series paints a vivid portrait of the last of Miami's cocaine cowboys. Here's a preview.
Willie and Sal were the kings of cocaine in South Florida. They're first-generation immigrants. They thought this was their path to the American dream.
The most prolific drug traffickers in U.S. history.
All of Miami considered them local heroes because they were like the Robin Hoods. They always shared their wealth.
Basically, it's a Fortune 500 company run by a bunch of muchachos.
Cash, boats, cars. I'm not gonna lie, he wasn't like the first drug dealer that I went out with.
The offshore powerboat champions indicted for trafficking more than 75 tons of cocaine, the largest drug case in history.
Let the games begin. And they did.
And you can begin streaming Cocaine Cowboys, The Kings of Miami on Netflix right now.
Number two.
All right, let's crisscross the country over to our number two pick, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The West Coast wives' La Quinta trip continues this week as Kyle puts on her detective hat to help solve a mystery. Sutton reveals her secrets for navigating a difficult divorce, and Dorit and Lisa worry about how their friend will fare in her own split. Meanwhile, Crystal Garcelle and Erica find solace on a desert hike, but the peace is shattered when Garcelle reveals details of their private conversation to the entire group. But it's not all secrets and marital strife on this week's episode. There's also croquet. Here's a clip.
Siri, can you pull up a croquet diagram
for me? You're asking Siri?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't remember the rules of croquet at all.
The object of the game is to race your opponent around the course of wickets and hit the finishing stake before your opponent.
I just remember we had this patch of lawn in our backyard, and for some reason we would play croquet until we got a pool and we ripped out the grass and we never played croquet again.
going to come over here and have to hit through here, which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. No, you have to wait a turn.
So we got to go here and then aim that way.
Yeah.
With the stick in the way like that? That doesn't make any sense.
I think that people have this idea that if people are somewhat successful and live in a nice neighborhood, that they play croquet.
I have no freaking idea how to play croquet. I've never done that in my entire life.
Nerd alert. Croquet player.
Well, maybe Sutton can also reveal her secrets for a good croquet game. Grab your mallet and wickets for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills tonight at 8 on Bravo. Trivia. It's trivia time. A new show featuring Paris Hilton will be sliving on Netflix. More on that in a bit. But first, which of the following movies did not feature a cameo by Hilton? The Bling Ring, Snakes on a Plane, or Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. If you missed the season finale of Kevin Can F Himself this past Sunday, you can catch up with the show on AMC+. Or if you watch the show and are in search of some new viewing, we have star Mary Hollis in Bowdoin here to answer the question, what you watching?
I cannot get enough of Ted Lasso. I love Ted Lasso so much. I also just watched the Woodstock 99 documentary on HBO, and it's so, so upsetting. But had some striking information and intel about like angry, full of rage young white men that I found sort of like in a weird parallel universe, like helped me with some of my questions about Kevin or some of my like thoughts about Kevin himself. It was pretty profound how during that specific festival, there was just a lot of like rage from a particular group of young white men. And then those young white men just grow up and who do they become? And I thought, oh, several Kevins in that audience, I bet.
If you are unfamiliar, Woodstock 99 tells the story of the titular music festival, an attempt to recapture the ideals of the original 1969 concert that devolved into riots, looting, and sexual assaults. The documentary is a chilling account of how the festival collapsed under the weight of its own misguided ambition. You can stream that via HBO or on HBO Max now. And now get ready to say, that's hot, to our number one pick, Cooking with Paris. Yes, Paris Hilton is heading into the kitchen in full glam for a new Netflix cooking show as she teams up with celebrity pals, including Kim Kardashian, Demi Lovato, and her mom, Kathy, to navigate new ingredients, new recipes, and exotic kitchen appliances, plus diamond-encrusted spatulas, because why not? Get ready for pink heart-shaped ravioli, cannolis inspired by unicorns, and Frosted Flakes French toast, which actually sounds and looks kind of delicious. Here's a preview.
You guys watching at home, we did this wrong, so do it the opposite way for this part. I'm a party girl, let's get this party jumping, let's. I'm a party girl, let's get this party jumping, let's. I'm a party girl, I'm not a cook. I'm a party girl. Ow. I'm gonna teach you. Burn the diamonds off.
Yeah, definitely.
This is your cookbook.
Yes.
Here is pasta.
Did you study this beforehand?
What is zest lemon with the tong?
What is a tomatillo?
No, okay.
I just went it.
Okay. All right, well, maybe we spoke too soon. To paraphrase Ratatouille, anyone can cook, but that doesn't mean anyone should. You can see how it all goes down in Cooking with Paris on Netflix now. Trivia. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question, which of the following movies did not feature a cameo by Paris Hilton? The Bling Ring, Snakes on a Plane, or Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping? The answer, Pop Star. Hilton appeared as herself in The Bling Ring and made an uncredited cameo as a passenger in Snakes on a Plane, but she was not one of the many celebrities to cameo in the Lonely Island mockumentary. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.